Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Where Angels Go by Debbie Maycomer, performed by Sandra Burr. Dear friends, Merry Christmas from Shirley, Goodness, Mercy, and me. These three angels are my most requested characters. Many readers have said they don't want to let another Christmas pass without an earthly visitation. So here they are, as well-intentioned and quirky as ever. This year, the angels' time is divided between Leavenworth, Washington, my all-time favorite Christmas town, and Seattle. For the past 2 years, my husband and I have made the trek to Leavenworth the first weekend of December. This town was also featured in When Christmas Comes, which was released in 2004 and reprinted in Home for the Holidays in 2005. I hope you'll enjoy a return visit, too. In Where Angels Go, one of the characters experiences something that happened to my father. Shortly before he died, Dad believed he saw an angel. Like the character Harry, my father, still living in his own home, got up in the middle of the night but hadn't taken his walker with him. Then he found he was too weak to make it back to bed. That was when his angel appeared. My father described him in detail, a middle-aged man wearing overalls like a farmer. He showed up at the end of the hallway and my father said, "Hey, buddy, I could use some help here." The farmer assisted him into his bed and then was gone. Some people might suggest that my father's visitation was a result of all the drugs he was on. But like him, I prefer to believe that it was an angel. Another character in this story, Beth,